A temporary experimental electronic barrier in the Chicago Ship and Sanitary Canal is the only thing keeping Asian carp from swimming into Lake Michigan. That's why the federal government and Illinois have allocated $6.7 million to build a new permanent fence. But now the builders say they need an extra $1.8 million to complete the work. That's why the International Joint Commission is asking all the states and provinces that have a stake in the dilemma to come up with that cash. John Nevin is a policy advisor for the IJC. He says if the older barrier fails or the new one doesn't work right, the carp will wreak havoc with the Great Lakes.
What they do is they swim along with their mouths wide open and they filter feed. They eat all the zooplankton and phytoplankton and all the little stuff that little fish eat. So they would essentially rob all the other fish in the lake of their food.
Ohio's governor, Bob Taft, heads the Council of Great Lakes Governors. He's seeking input from other governors so he can issue a response soon to the plea for money. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.